Well, good morning. I'm so excited about sharing the Word of God to you. God's Word is alive and powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. I love the Word. It's life to those who find it and health to all their flesh. I've been sharing with you the last few weeks about the mustard seed of faith and how to pray the prayer of faith. I want to talk to you today about this mustard seed. It says in Mark chapter 4, verses 30 through 32, "Then he said, and what shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what parable shall we picture it? It is like a mustard seed, which when it is sown in the ground is smaller than all seeds on earth. But when it is sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all herbs and shoots out large branches so that the birds of the air may nest under its shade." So we see that God is comparing how his kingdom works with how a farmer or how someone can plant a seed in the ground and grow a tree. So your heart is the ground. God's word is the seed. So whatever type of fruit you want, you have to plant that kind of seed in your heart. If you want healing, a healing tree, if you want to have the truth about healing in your heart, so that when any sickness or disease or pain comes against you, you'll be prepared and you'll be able to stand against it. So you're going to plant this seed of healing in your heart, and you're going to grow yourself a tree so that the birds of the air can come and nest in it. This is all happening in your heart. So the first thing you're going to do, you're going to plant the truth in your heart that Jesus Christ has redeemed you from all sin, and he has redeemed you from all judgment for sin. It says in Titus 2:14 that Christ has redeemed you from every lawless deed, that's all sin. And in Galatians 3:13, it says that Jesus has redeemed you from the curse of the law, which is the judgment for sin, which specifically is sickness, disease, and pain. So you have to put these truths in you. I'm redeemed from all sin. Therefore, I'm forgiven, and you can't judge me. You can't condemn me. There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Therefore, Satan, you can't accuse me when I sin. You can't condemn me. You can't deceive me to beat myself up. I'm not going to do it because I'm the redeemed of the Lord. God has already accepted me into his family. He's given me his inheritance. He's made me his heir. He's seated me with Christ in heavenly places. He's given me Christ's identity. I am a righteous child of God. That's who I am. That's my identity, a righteous child of God and right standing with God. Do I have issues in my heart? Yes, I do. Are you going to be perfect as long as you're living in this mortal body? Absolutely not. You're going to have issues. Nevertheless, God is not counting your sins against you. He has literally cleansed your conscience from sin, so you don't have to walk around thinking you're unworthy of God and believing you're unworthy of God. You can go around knowing that you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That is a foundational truth that you have to build or plant in order to grow you a healing tree. You have to realize that you've been redeemed from all sickness, disease, and pain, which is judgment for sin. If you are forgiven of your sin, then no one can judge you for sin because you're forgiven. You can't judge the forgiven. And you have to realize when you are afflicted with sickness, disease, or pain, you are under an attack from the devil who has illegally afflicted you because you cannot afflict the forgiven. But if you don't know that, Satan, who is a liar and a murderer and an outlaw, he will come and illegally afflict you. And if you don't resist him, he will destroy you. For he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So you have to have these fundamental truths in your heart in order for you to plant this tree of healing. Now, with these truths established in your heart, I'm forgiven and I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. You can't afflict me, devil. When you have that in you, then you can plant Isaiah 53:4-5 in you that says, "Surely he bore your sickness and disease and carried your pain, and by stripes you were healed." Then Matthew 8:17, just as Isaiah said, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. And then 1 Peter 2:24, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Now, those three scriptures establish the truth that you were redeemed from sickness, you were redeemed from the curse of the law, that healing belongs to you, is purchased for you at the cross. Jesus made provision for you to be healed every single time any affliction comes against you. Any type of pain in your body, any type of sickness or disease that comes against your body, you have the truth in your heart that Jesus has already bore that in his body, and you don't have to bear it. This thing's coming against you. You can simply resist it, and it'll flee. So you put in this truth in you, then you begin to meditate on this truth. Take Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, Matthew 8, 17, 1 Peter 2, 24. Memorize those scriptures and ponder them. Meditate on them. That's planting the seed. The Bible says the kingdom in heaven is like a man who planted a seed. So you're going to plant this seed in your heart by hearing it and choosing to believe it. It is a small, little, insignificant seed. Especially if you have sickness or disease in your body and you decide you're going to plant this seed in your heart that's going to produce healing in your body. Well, that sickness and disease and pain is a great storm, a great wind that's blowing, and you got this little old bitty insignificant seed in your heart called Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, Matthew 8, 17 and 1 Peter 2, 24. But if you will refuse to look at the wind that's blowing, refuse to look at the storm, refuse to look at the symptoms in your body, and you'll focus on that seed. You'll focus on that truth that Jesus broke his body for me, and by his stripes I'm healed. If you'll focus on that, and you'll keep your mind stayed on that, and you'll meditate on that, that seed will begin to grow. It will grow and become larger than all the other seeds. It'll become larger than that sickness, that disease, or that pain that's in your body. In your heart, that truth will become larger than the lie of the devil that has told you you're sick because you're not worthy for God to heal you, or you're sick because you've sinned, or whatever his lie is. The truth of God's word becomes larger in you. The confidence begins to grow in you as you're consistently speaking to that sickness to be removed from your body. You're growing stronger and stronger and stronger. Before you know it, you have a big tree that has large branches in them. This is bigger than any other tree around. The biggest tree in your heart is, by Jesus' stripes I'm healed. So when any type of little sickness or disease or pain tries to afflict you, you got this big old tree in you that's bigger than that sickness. And it says, no, devil, you can't touch me because I'm the redeemed of the Lord. I've been redeemed from judgment. You can't judge me with this sickness, this disease, or this pain, because I'm redeemed. I resist you and rebuke you. And then it says you got these birds that are nesting in this tree. You got this big old tree in you built on this truth from Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, Matthew 8, 17 and 1 Peter 2, 24. Now you got these birds that are other scriptures that support this truth that you're redeemed from all sickness and disease. It says in Ecclesiastes 10:20, do not curse the king, even in your thought. Do not curse the rich, even in your bedroom. For a bird of the air may carry your voice, and a bird in flight may tell the matter. So this right here is telling you the spiritual wisdom of what a bird represents. A bird represents a voice. It represents words. So in this big tree of healing you got in you, you got all these other scriptures. The Bible calls them birds that are nesting in this tree. So when a sickness comes against you, not only do you have the foundational scriptures, but you got all kind of scriptures. You got Psalm 103, 1 through 5, that says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who delivers you from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. You've got a little bird that when that sickness comes against you, it'll speak that in your ear. You'll hear that scripture so you can use it to resist the devil. You can use it to resist these sicknesses and diseases that are coming against you. You got Psalms 107:20. He sent his word and healed them. You got Psalms 41:3. The Lord will strengthen you on your bed of illness and raise you up on your sick bed. You got Psalms 118:17. I shall not die but live and declare the works of God. You got Matthew 8:2. And a leper came to him and said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. And Jesus stretched forth his hand and touched him and said, I am willing. Be cleansed. Man, you got all these scriptures that promise you healing. There are literally hundreds of them. You can have a healing tree with 100 birds in it if you want. Or you can have a healing tree with 2 or 3 birds in it. I suggest you get as many birds as you can get living in this tree called healing inside of you, so that when Satan comes against you with sickness, disease, or pain, not only do you have a healing tree, but you got birds nesting in it. And these birds are scriptures, and they will speak in your heart so you can use them as a great shield against the devil. Man, what a glorious gospel this is. Now, you can have all kind of trees growing in your heart. You can have trees of prosperity, trees of reconciliation, trees of peace, trees of rest, trees of love. You have all these trees growing in you by taking the seed, the scripture, planting it in your heart, pondering it, refusing to look at the winds and the storm, just pondering the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit will make that Word grow inside of you until it becomes bigger than the storms you're facing. Is an amazing gospel, and you need to be a hard-working farmer and grow these trees in your heart so you can experience life and life more abundantly. Well, praise God. You guys have a blessed day.